Kenya National Union of Teachers and the KUPET went in an agreement with Teacher Service Commission last year in the amended CBA, which was to run for two phases, July 2023 to June 2024. Then July 2024, June 2025. So Teacher Service Commission has literally refused to honor the second phase of this agreement. So we are demanding that they implement the second phase in full and even backdate it to July 1st. Failure to which, schools will not open on the 26th of August this year. That is the position.
So that is the ultimatum for the Teacher Service Commission to implement the second phase of the collective bargaining agreement?
Yes. So they have to, because a collective bargaining agreement is a legal document that is so binding. You know, once we sign, we deposit the agreement in a court of law, Employment and Labor Relations Court. How again do you turn around to say that you cannot honor what you signed and agreed and deposit the court of law? The moment we sign a phase of, phases of an agreement, it has to be appear in the, that is already in the pay slip of teachers. So there's no renegotiation for what has been signed as and that is spread on phases.
But wouldn't you allow for a conversation or a dialogue with the Teacher Service Commission to find out the challenges for which
we gave them? We gave them an ultimatum. We gave an ultimatum of 7 days so that we dialogue within the next 7 days, failure to which we shall give a legal strike notice to Teacher Service Commission and the Ministry of Labor as per the requirements of the law.
But wouldn't your demand append the academic calendar and affect students who will be taking exams?
Yeah, that industrial action shall interfere with the academic calendar of exams. And this is the best time to call for industrial action when teachers and learners are preparing for exams.
But Mr. Collins, the government reduced the budget of the Teacher Service Commission by 10.2 billion shillings. And the suggesting is that there is not enough money to meet the collective bargaining agreement. So a little time will help if the budget is improved to meet those commitments. Your thoughts?
Teacher Service Commission is under obligation to look for funds. If the government reduced the budget allocation, let them now negotiate with the government. It is not our duty to negotiate with the government for extra funds. So the collective bargaining agreement, phase two, has nothing to do with the reduced budget, nothing at all. The finance bill 2024 actually got this thing in place. So it is upon Teacher Service Commission, because it is not only the 10 billion. It is 13.5 billion. TSC can source around and look for 13.5 billion.